And now it's time for Southern California Sports Fishing Voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters here of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And we have a great show lined up for you today. Captain Frank Lopresti and First Mate Kathy Rounds from the Royal Polaris is here. We're going to be talking some fishing and some great stuff going on right now, Memorial Day weekend. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the angler's catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island for 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great show today is. I always love having Frank and Kathy in here, not only for all the fishing expertise, but we get a kind of rundown on all the stuff that's going on in the fishing season. Today's going to be a great show.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Great to have you guys. It's been a while since you've been in, Frank. What's been going on?
Oh, where do we start? Well, the Royal Polaris is in Oregon. Fishing daily rock cod, as you know.
Yeah. Waiting for the albacore to arrive.
Yeah. Running, leaving at 7, coming back at 5.
Nice. That's kind of my... And what port is he running out of?
Reedsport. Yeah. Reedsport, Oregon.
Okay. And we don't get to say the RPs up in Oregon very often, do we?
No. Anyhow, we're at a shipyard there. Jonathan Yamati is running the show there, along with Jim Hughes down at Canton.
Jim Hughes is an amazing machine.
Oh, he's such an asset to us. He's just such a wonderful person.
No matter where he is. He came by the house up at our ranch for a day, and he put in my Starlink. He fixed all these things, and he was only there for 2 hours. You know?
If there's a thing that has a nut or a bolt or a screw, Hughes can fix it, you know, or install it or tear it apart or whatever it might be.
Or like, wants to.
He's the man.
Anyhow, things are going, you know, well enough up there. Weather hurt us a little bit as far as painting. But
oh, you mean it rains up there?
Oh, my goodness. And we are definitely going back up next year because there's things that we wanted to do that we couldn't do because of the availability of parts and getting things done. it's amazing. You know, Brian Kiyohara is going through just absolute hell.
So tough on an American angler. Yeah.
So tough on Brian. I'm not worried about the angler. I'm worried more about Brian, the stress he's going through.
Sure.
Getting parts and getting things.
But they're getting close.
They are.
Angler Loose should be starting to run trips here soon.
Soon. Soon. But it's been a nightmare for all of those guys that are trying to repower and do things like that.
Now, you already did that Tier 3, right?
No.
You haven't done it yet.
The Shogun is Tier 3. We're Tier 2.
Tier 2.
So we're going to have to do that eventually in the next couple, two, 3 years. It all depends on when things become available.
Right.
I know I'm not going to start a repower until I think I have everything in the warehouse.
Yes.
Everything.
Yeah.
Because you're just, it's, we tried to reach out on a part that we needed to have made, and the machinist got quoted, no problem, 48 weeks.
Wait,
48 weeks?
He said he had never had anybody in his entire career as a machinist tell him it was going to take 48 weeks to
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
So it's just amazing. As far as that goes, you know, a lot of talk going on with the three landings, Earth City and Point Lewis Fort Fishing and Fishermen's on docks. We're talking to different manufacturers and getting bids that make you choke a little bit.
I'm sure.
Oh, it's.
What about parts for the docks?
Well, that seems to be available.
Okay.
It seems to be available at a much higher price, of course, than what we were looking at a couple of years ago. But we are in the process of working with the port and trying to get that done. And then there's the parking issue. As you know, we quite often have in our free parking areas, that's become a real problem with people from that are going to the flying and people going to the ball game. They find it's much better to park here, take an Uber, and they say
it's $50 to park at the ball game now. You can park here for free and take a $10 Uber, right?
That's correct. And there's numerous people doing that. So we've been working with the port on that, and we're installing an automated system, and it's, I think, extremely reasonable for what you have to pay everywhere else.
Yeah.
And hopefully we're going to eliminate a lot of that idea of free parking.
But be aware, when you're coming to the landings now, there's not going to be any more free parking. I believe starting June 1st, is that right?
Well, starting June 1st, and we're going to take it easy on that, you know. Yeah. But it's June 1st. And I don't think we're going to be ready June 1st. I would say June 7th, something like that.
Okay.
It'll be a pay station type thing. And we hope that's going to free up more parking for our folks. You know, Westy's lot has quite often got a bunch of cars in it that aren't fishermen.
Yeah.
You know?
So that'll be a pay lot, the Westy's lot, which is the one across the street.
Right.
And then there'll be all that strip parking along
Sun
the frontage
Harbor,
will
yeah.
be. But there'd be two different tiers on that strip parking, though, because
that's
it's run by two different people.
That's right.
Which doesn't make any sense.
But you want to really watch which one you get into, because one of them is much more expensive than the other. The one that's not run by the landings is reasonable, very reasonable.
Yes.
The ones run by the other is not reasonable, unless you want to park in Timbuktu, and then it becomes reasonable.
And the one run by the landings is run by Ace Parking.
Yes.
And that's going to be $12 a day, which is the same as the main lot in front of all the landings.
That's right.
And then the lot adjacent to the landings will be, there's 57 spots or something like that along there.
Those will be $12.
Those will be $12. But then
they go to $36.
In front of Pizza Nova, be aware of this, in front of Pizza Nova, it's $36 a day. And then that goes down in front, I believe, to about past Jimmy's.
Yep.
And then it goes back to $12 a day more toward the naval base.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you want to be careful where you're parking. You want to do your best to avoid the $36 parking, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know how they got away with that. But.
Well, it's, you know, I don't. Pete, let's not bring
I know, Frank, you have to be politically correct. We don't have to be politically correct. I think it sucks.
That's a sore point with me.
Yeah.
Why somebody has the ability to control our destiny.
Yes, I agree.
Especially
with
the amount of money the port gets from sport fishing.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Anyhow.
Yeah. So, anyway, just be aware that the parking is going to change. Either they're saying June 1st, but maybe June 7th.
Yep.
So we don't know, but just watch the signs when you come in. Just be aware. And also, I might also make you aware, too, that if you park, if you like to park in the Pizza Nova lot, which I watch all kinds of people doing that, they are going to start to heavily tow out of Pizza Nova. So,
and they have to. They have to.
They have to because, you know, Pizza Nova needs its parking, and, you know, you just have to be aware that that's the situation.
Well, it's not just for Pizza Nova. It's for the marina.
For the marina and everything else,
And all the
surrounding
and people
buildings.
Like Pete Gray and stuff that have a...
For the world headquarters right here, And Frank Lopresti and the Shogun office and such like that. We all need the parking. So anyway, it is summer. It is that season when the lots are going to fill up.
Well, the fish are biting.
And the, are they? So tell us about that.
Well, it's awfully good fishing. I watched the Shogun unload yesterday morning. Yes, it was yesterday morning. Beautiful catch of fish that Connor had on his trip. Renee was off. I was also over at Seaforth when Aliar came in. And he had fish up to 235 pounds.
On the Polaris Springs.
And he had a bunch of 100-pounders. I mean, it was just impressive.
Wow. And then fish are biting down there. Huh?
And then last night, I know Aliar did very, very well, and the rest of the guys scratched pretty well. So it's just very, very good fishing.
Yesterday was one of those quintessential days at the landing. You know, we talk about it all the time, like the fun when the summertime is here, and it was just at. Like, there was a buzz in the air. The electric feel was there. Like, all of the boats were going. That big Memorial Day weekend with dock carts, you know, rattling down the dock, and all the guys with the, you know, loading their gear and coming in and buying their knife jigs. It was just yesterday was one of those things that makes you smile when you're a part of it, whether you're going fishing or behind the counter selling a reel. Like, it was just, yesterday was one of those quintessential awesome days at the Big Three landings. It was so special.
Yeah, and the weather this week was so beautiful.
So cool.
Just such a great week of weather after having so much wind.
We were owed this wind.
Yeah.
So we should have had Frank Rossetti here, but anyhow, he just texted me. It's flex rates with Point Loma's Marina, and they're talking about it's charging by the hour,
right?
And may make it cheaper.
Okay,
we can.
So it's still in negotiation.
It sounds set.
Okay, all right, that's good news.
Thank you, Mr.
Good job, Frank.
Thanks, Frank, for that. Yeah, thanks. I know Frank's. Both Franks are heavily involved in the parking space situation.
That Frank is just done a phenomenal job on everything. So. He's a great man.
Yeah, for sure. So, Royal Polaris, when is she coming home?
We're hoping to be here on the 4th.
Okay, so they got to be, they're back in the water, right?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
And they're doing trial runs tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
To make sure everything is nice and smooth. And then and that's in the river there.
That's crazy. River.
That's right. And then they should be here in the afternoon of the 4th, or we're hoping so.
Uh-huh.
And we have Coast Guard on the 6th, and we should be ready to go on the 10th.
Fishing on the 10th.
For us as passengers, are we going to get to recognize the things that got done, or is it all kind of below? Is it machinery type thing that you guys did in the shipyard this year, or is it cosmetic stuff?
It's not things that you're going to recognize. It's more, it's very little cosmetic, because we did a lot of the cosmetic stuff. We put new grills in and some new stuff in the galley. But as far as stuff that the passengers actually are going to notice, no.
We'll just notice that the boat's running smooth as she always is.
That's right.
When are you going fishing, Kathy?
August.
August, okay. Now, you're sporting the new AFCO jacket, Royal Polaris jacket, right? Tell us about that.
The puffer jacket.
Yeah.
It's one of the nicest jackets I have.
Oh,
I really love it.
Great.
It's so versatile, especially in San Diego. All this May gray, you don't want something heavy, but you don't want something too light, and it's just like right in between.
Yeah.
And they're comfortable, and I get comments everywhere I go, away from fishing.
Yeah.
You know, everybody sees them like, wow, that's cool.
And we do have them available.
You have them in the office, right?
We have them in the office, but we have quite a selection of new stuff for the guys. It's really some really nice stuff that those that are interested can stop by the office and take a look. We're going to have some of it on the boat, but not all of it. So,
And you have women's sizes.
Oh, yeah.
These are women's jackets.
Those are women's jackets.
Yeah.
Okay. And do they have the puffer in the men's too?
I don't think
Not sure.
Oh,
we don't.
They do make a puffer in the men's. Yeah.
But we don't have it. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I've been... You know, I've always praised AFCO, but God, I just love their stuff.
Shirts,
everything.
All I wear. It's
just great stuff.
And for the ladies, their fishing shorts are now built for Francis.
Yeah.
I always had to wear men's shorts, you know, because I love their stuff. But now there's ladies' shorts that are way more comfortable.
Yeah, for sure.
Royal Polaris has always had a line of cool APCO gear. But back in the day, it was a hardcore fishing short that had a Royal Polaris logo on it.
Right.
Now, I mean, there's stuff that, you know, that has Royal Polaris embroidery on it that you'd wear to dinner. I mean, they have have such a variety. APCO does such a good job, too, on some of their shorts of, like, those hybrid-style board shorts that, you know, you could get wet and be at the bait tank and have a plier pocket, or absolutely, you know, go out to dinner that night with, like, a very nice-looking pair of shorts. It could be the same thing. Like, they've done such a good job.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Speaking of APCO, you know, we talked about it before quite a bit, but the new research of the Hub SeaWorld Research Institute and the hatchery with white sea bass, that they're saying now 30% or more of the fish, of the white sea bass that we're catching, were basically genetically oriented from the hatchery, which is just amazing news. Before there was 1%, and the ORHAP funding from the state was being defunded. And now they're going back to the state and say, hey, here's the proof. It's working, so they want that funding back, and we need to push the Department of Fish and Wildlife.
I watched the guy weigh in a 48 pounder yesterday.
Ooh, no kidding.
Yeah, I did. Beautiful fish. I walked him out. Oh my goodness, look at that baby.
So there's a 30% chance that was a fish from the hatchery.
Right. That's amazing. What it was is when those things are inches long. I mean, you know, sub 6 inches long. They put a little tag inside their cheek, and the tag is not exterior, and it's about the size, it's a centimeter long and about the diameter of mechanical pencil lead. So that goes into the cheek of the fish when they're about 6 inches long. And the only way they have the ability of checking it was a hatchery fish is when they would get a head back, they'd hit it with a wand, and if the tag would show up, they could pull it back out and check the microcode.
Yeah.
Now they're using genetics to check the fish, and it's a world of difference. And Pete, I know you were mentioning that same thing, that they're thinking that maybe some of those fish are passing that tag back out, the tag's disintegrating after however many years it might be, and using genetics to realize, wait, there's a whole lot more of these that don't have, like, this fish 100% was from the hatchery, yet no tag present.
Right.
And then they extrapolate out numbers and find up to 30% are recapture.
But hopefully the Department of Fish and Wildlife understands the study and that they reinstate the funds. That's a big hope, but it's essential because it's a lot of money, and that's what keeps the hatchery alive.
True.
So, I mean, it's an absolute must that we have to push that. And how do you push that? How do you support that? You join CCA. CCA California is heavily involved in this, and CCA California is at the forefront of this push to keep that money funding the hatchery. So just while we're talking about APCO, while we're talking about fishing, we got to support their efforts. And thanks to Bill Shedd and the entire APCO's crew for doing so much for fishing, right?
And Bill Shedd has never stopped, neither did his dad.
Yeah.
And now,
you've known them for a little while.
Now when Dunamilt was amazing. That guy was amazing. You didn't want to play cribbage with him because it just thrilled him all to hell to get you for an extra nickel.
But, you saying he's a little competitive?
Oh, my God. He was so competitive with the crew when they were looking for fish. He had his own binoculars all the time looking as hard. Harder than the crew would be looking. And it just thrilled him to see something the crew didn't see.
He picked one off before somebody else
did.
That's
right.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You talked to Brian Kiyohara about fishing with Milt Shedd.
Yep.
And he's told me stories about how Milt was just, I mean, he had to catch the biggest one.
Oh, yeah.
He had to catch and he had to catch the most. Yeah.
But let's give credit to, as far as all this new wear, it's not Bill Shedd. It's Casey Shedd.
Yes. And their young crew there.
Yeah. Their young crew's amazing.
Yeah.
They got fabulous people there. Anyhow.
Matt Florentino and the whole gang over there is just really doing a sensational job. But anyway, back to the Royal Polaris. As you can hear, we have a great show. Talking to you today, we talk about the Shogun, we can talk about the Polaris Springs, C4 Sport Fishing, Point Loma Sport Fishing, Fisherman's Landing, Royal Polaris, all that stuff. Join us here on Let's Talk Hookup. It's going to be a great show.
I just want to talk peacock bass and freshwater bass with Kathy.
I got something to add about that.
Okay, yeah, we got a great show. There's so much to cover and so much fun information, and we want to hear from you. If you want to join us this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. The phones are already getting packed up, 213-432-1090. 212-1090, but there is still a line open right now. So there's only one, but if you want it, this is you, 213-432-1090. Not only are we going to be talking great fishing and taking your phone calls, also going to be taking a lot of great texts throughout the show. The text the show option, so popular with Let's Talk Hookup now, and that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download. Just search Let's Talk Hookup on your App Store or the Google Play Store. Download it. As soon as you fire it up, you'll see the option to text the show. And make sure that you include your contact info along with your text, because if you're the winner of the big prize, we need to be able to call you up, get your address. And what a prize we are giving away today. One lucky caller at the end of the show, or one lucky texter, is going to get to go fishing on a full-day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. Go fish with Taro and Anibal. Those guys have been having a great season, and you're going to get in on it because we're giving away a full-day trip. Basically, at the end of the show, we're going to take a list of all of the callers and pull a potential winner. We'll take a list of all of the texters, get a potential winner, both at random, and then we're going to have Kathy flip a coin at the end of the show, and that's going to designate whether the winner comes from the callers or from the texters. So somebody's going to get to go fishing with Captain Taro on the Liberty. What a cool prize that is. As you can hear, we got a great show coming. Give us a call, 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Cutwater Spirits celebrates those who work smarter, not harder, and know that enjoying a bar-quality cocktail is as easy as cracking open a can. No mixing required. We cut out that step for you. Made in San Diego with our real award-winning spirits, Cutwater canned cocktails are ready to enjoy, ready when you are. All you got to do is choose your cocktail, such as our fan favorites like our lime margarita, tiki rum Mai Tai, vodka mule, or mango margarita. Or try them all. Please enjoy responsibly.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Okay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning. Phones are already packed solid, but we got a ton of time to still get you through. That's 213-432-1090. And again, make sure to send those texts to the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, for sure. And I want to mention, too, we have our Let's Talk Hookup Fastlane Kayaks Islander Kayak Mothership trip this Wednesday, Tuesday night departure, Wednesday on the Islander. You're going to watch the transition on the Islander this week when put the rack, the kayak racks on it, because they've been doing some hardcore offshore fishing on the island and getting them, and the gang and John. But anyway, I want to thank Cutwater Spirits for sponsoring that trip. They're going to send a couple cases of their new ranch water, which Frank and Ricky are going to be able to sample. I sampled some last night. It's delicious. It's tequila-based with soda water and a little bit of lime, super low calories, and over ice, delicious. So everybody, and it's a great boat drink because it's only 5.9, like a drinking a beer. So, so I want to thank Cutwater Spirits for their support. Cool. Let's Talk Hookup and support of the Islander Kayak. They're going to also be supporting a trip on the Royal Star, and then also one on the Liberty too.
That's cool.
We'll have some Cutwater product on those as we move forward. So, hey, phones are packed up. They want to talk to Frank and Kathy.
I got to ask, though, on that kayak trip. Now, can you guys beat what you did last year when you had good bass fishing and good yellowtail fishing and then had opportunities at bluefins on the same kayak? Was that
wasn't our trip.
Okay.
Yeah, that wasn't our trip. But, see, last year we went the end of June. This year we go our first trip, which is normally good bass fishing. But, you know, this year has been a little cool.
Very, very different
year. So we're hoping. Fortunately, knock on wood, the weather looks great for us over at San Clemente Island. Well, so
I understand Clemente bass fishing right this second
is good?
Absolutely fire.
And that's why we want. And there's yellows there, so we'll catch some fish.
With this really nice weather we had, there were several, you know, smaller calico bass style skiffs that ran across, because as you know, we've had such tough conditions with wind all year. It's been tougher to get over to the island on a smaller boat, and right now that place is just firing with good calico bass fish.
As it should. This time of the year is when they like to bite, right? So yeah, that's good news, good information for our 22 anglers that are going to be on the kayak trip. Yeah, we actually have the master Corey Sandin going with us too. Corey's going to bring in some baits for everybody.
Cool.
Yeah, so that'll be a fun trip, and thanks to Cutwater for that sponsorship. So we have tons of text. We have tons of phone calls, so let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it, buddy. We're going to start with the phones and talk to Vinny. He's called us from Carlsbad this morning. Vinny, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Quick question here. For the three-day trips, are you guys on the boat? Are you guys going to be doing the COVID test? And if you are, can I bring my own?
That's a great question, and yes, you can bring your own. You know, there's enough COVID around. It's surprising. A lot of people aren't really aware of it, but there's still plenty of it around. And when you get on the boat and you have the chance of infecting not only all the passengers but the crew and tying up the boat, we on the Royal Polaris Shogun and the Polaris Supreme are still testing, and I believe the tests
on all trips.
Yes, all trips.
On the Royal Polaris and the Shogun.
And the Polaris Supreme. Right. Okay. And we just feel it's necessary. And, yes, you are welcome to bring your own tests.
All right. Very good. Good question. Now, what about, I hate to bring this up, but fuel. Fuel surcharges. Are there?
You know, we're trying to be as reasonable as possible. Yeah. It's been going anywhere from $15 to $20 a day. And people call in all the time, like Monica was getting calls the other day. Well, what's our fuel surcharge going to be in October?
Yeah.
You know,
who knows?
If we gave you a price now, it could be that it's going to be a lot less then, or not even, but it could be higher. So we can't give you a real price on fuel until it changes every night.
Yeah,
every night.
What's fuel right now? I mean, it's $5.50, something like that, plus tax.
We're paying over $5.
Over
right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, and everything you're based on is based at like $3, $3.50.
No, some guys are basing it. $3.50, we base at $3.75.
$3.75. So that gives you an idea, $2 more.
And so obviously when the fish are where they are now, we're able to stay within reason. Most of the people that have been signing in with Lindsay and Jen and Monica are surprised at what we're charging because we're keeping it.
You're not having to run as far.
That's right. And so all those things come into consideration, and that's why we can't give you an answer.
Yeah.
Okay, so
and it's,
you know,
not a surprise.
If we start running to Cortez Bank, it's going to go up a little higher.
Sure.
It's just so.
Yeah. It's just because everything's gone up. It's not just fuel. The food costs are up. What is it? Up 40% for a lot of the boats? Is that right?
Well, I think that's an exaggeration.
Is it?
You mean?
Well, I'm good.
Are you taking? You're talking about all things. You know, I'd say
I'm a fisherman. You know,
our costs are way up there, especially, you know, where we're really hurting. That people don't realize, yes, food's up whatever, 8-10%, whatever. But
wait a minute, Frank. No way.
Okay.
It's got to be up 20-25%. Yeah.
Whatever.
Sure.
I got to say, that's not the part that hurts us so much. It's all the other things, the services that we need, the. When it comes to maintenance has just gone through the roof on us.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sure.
So that's
parts.
Oh, it's just insane.
I mean, just an oil filter, right?
Yeah, it's just, if you can get it.
Yeah, if you can get it, yeah.
The one that gets us so bad is at the tackle store for shipping. Like, shipping is just, like, you have to scrutinize every invoice. Like, it's not uncommon for you to get a $40 item and see a $40 shipping charge to go along with it. I mean, it's shipping is just a fortune now, and like everything adds up.
But everybody's in the same boat. Everybody's got to understand these are the situations. So
The part that upsets me, Pete, is the fact that it's almost like a lot of these people are just getting on the bandwagon and raising rates more than they really need.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the part that upsets me. But who knows? Maybe it'll start. Maybe some of it'll come back down. It never comes back down. You know, it's kind of like. What's that saying about fuel? It goes up like a rocket and comes back down like a feather.
Yeah, for sure.
I didn't know that you guys did your base trip, and that makes me proud. Like, I think that's really cool that you're doing it for as minimal as possible. You know, like you say, you could just put a blanket statement out there, and if some extra comes, but that's not the plan. It's just, let's just get ourselves covered and charge as little as we can. I think that's great.
You know, another area where we really, you know, I completely screwed myself last year is, I didn't go up enough on prices, and we are, you know, it's hurting us this year, and it's hard. Like we're gonna be publishing Royal Polaris, Shogun, and Polaris Supreme schedules in the next 10 days for 2023, and so you got to price it now.
Right.
And it's really tough.
That's really tough because we don't know what's going to happen.
And, you know, you can't come back later and say, hey, you know, the increased cost, we're going to go ahead and hit you up for some more money.
So if you didn't do enough, which sounds like it happened, you just have to eat it.
That's right. Yeah. And I also want to mention, if there is anybody out there that is looking for a charter and wants to be on one of those three boats, they might call this week. Because we're getting things wrapped
up. Slide in
for 2023.
That's correct.
Okay, so.
Okay, and it's booked up very.
I can imagine. Yeah. I was going to say, do you even have an opportunity for people to charter?
You know, surprisingly, there are some charters available.
Yeah.
So, and I'm trying to keep some trips, no matter what, as open party.
Yeah.
So that those that don't want to get on a charter can still get on.
All right.
Hey, with that, we're going to find out what's going on the water, our Baja mainland catch port with the cast man. And Richard Castaneda standing by. Today, the Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerkied fish. There's spices, rubs, smoked cheese, that famous tuna burger, the amazing poke kit, and the brand new ceviche spice. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or call for details and order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And be sure to check them out on Instagram and their new account, The Real Fisherman's Process.
I might add, too, I went and picked up our fish that we caught on Wednesday, caught some yellowtail and a bluefin, and they do such a great job.
It's
table ready. It's like that yellowtail. Oh, my gosh. It's so
there's
incredible.
Nothing
the way they, the, I don't know why I can't fillet a yellowtail like Raymond. It just doesn't. It doesn't even taste the same when I fillet it and when they fillet it, right?
If you did it for 8 hours a day, 300 days a year, you
maybe
might be able to do it.
Yeah, it's just they're masters.
It's the final treatment that your fish deserve. You spend all the effort trying to catch it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I know you very well. You put all the effort into bleeding it and getting it cold and treating it the right way.
Oh, yeah.
That's the final step, you know, to honor that killer product that you have on your table. really like
fishermen's
process. They do it the best.
They do it the best.
That's
no
cool.
Question.
Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on with the cast man, Richard Castaneda. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky, Pete, Frank.
Morning, cast man.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, man, you know, the stuff down in Baja, it's Verado's still going off with the yellowtail, and Dorado are finally starting to arrive and moving down to San Jose del Cabo and the East Cape area. The tuna are starting to show up there, those banks just north of Punta Gordo there, the Ayman, the San Luis, Vinarama area. And otherwise, the fishing is it's pretty good down in the southern Baja.
That's cool.
That's great.
That's great. And you know, Cass, I want to make a very sad announcement. One of my dearest friends, and Cass, you know him very well because you travel with him, Rich Top passed away last night. He traveled everywhere with us, didn't he, Cass? I mean, Panama,
yeah.
Christmas Island, El Salto. I mean, where else did we go? I mean, with Rich. And
yeah.
Rich, I always say Rich was the nicest guy I've ever known in my life. He is just like, everybody loved Rich. He was just a super good guy and always had a smile on his face and always was so generous with everybody that was around him. And, you know, I was going through
pictures. Yeah, you know, Pete, it's just amazing. You know, we lose these good guys, you know, the guys that we really enjoy hanging with and fishing with and just good friends. And, you know, it's kind of the stage in life we're in now. At least I'm getting pretty close to that foot in the grave
myself.
Don't
you go anywhere. But, come on.
Yeah, I don't want to go anywhere yet. Yeah. But, yeah, you know, Rich was, gosh, I remember that time at Christmas Island. Gosh, what a gentleman. And, God, did he loved to fish and hang out, you know, tell stories, and it was just a hoot to have him along on the trips. And I'm sure Pete, you know, you guys were so tight, and I'm sure you're going to miss him. And like I said, it's just it's that part of the stage in our lives that we're seeing more and more of the good guys going. I've got a couple of my good friends right now that are in hospice, and you may know one of them, Jimmy Welch, who's traveled with us a lot down
Jimmy
to Panama.
Went to Panama with us.
East Cape, yeah. He started the hospice program, and it's that stage in our life. But you know, hey, we got to know them for many, many years, and enjoy them, and have a good time with them. And it's but this is what happens. And like you say, Pete, I know you guys were tight, and I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah, Rich was such a always an uplifting guy to have on. We met him here through Let's Talk Hookup. His son Jeff Top used to run Crown Lake Fish Camp and used to do fish reports, and that's how I met Rich. Is 25 plus years ago, and then we became fishing friends and that just shows you what fishing does for people. I mean, it makes your best friends are part of fishing, and Rich was certainly that. And whenever I'd throw out a idea, hey Rich, let's go to Katmai Lodge, let's go to Christmas Island, let's go to wherever. I mean, he used to go Palmas de Cortez with us down at Rancho Llanero. He actually loved Palmas de Cortez so much he bought a condo at Palmas de Cortez. But Rich Top was the nicest guy, and I my condolences to Jeff, his son, and his wife, dear wife Peggy, who also traveled with us everywhere too. Peggy was just a wonderful person, and just really taking it very, very hard, the loss of her dear friend and compadre, Rich Top.
The thing about Rich is his personality was so infectious. Like, he was always in the best mood. You never, ever, ever saw that guy without a big, and he had a big, giant smile, and
always.
He was always happy. And I'm going to miss him a lot.
Yeah,
he's a really, really good guy.
We're really going to miss him. And I know a lot of our listeners are friends with and acquaintances with Rich and traveled with him too. So just want to say that.
Yep,
Rich,
gonna
Top, we're going to miss him for sure.
Yeah, you know, and he was a real gentleman, not like somebody else.
Not like you. That's for sure. Yeah. Hey, Cass, if somebody wants to go on a trip with you anywhere that Cass Tours goes and join and make some new friends, how do we do that?
Give us a call at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casstours.com. And once again, Pete, sorry for your loss, and I'll talk to you boys next week.
Thanks, Cass,
right,
man.
Thanks, Cass.
Appreciate
man.
That very much. Hey, we had a great text come through. This one, it says, good morning, everybody. Frank, I've noticed that your boats and boats that are owned and run by guys that have worked for you seem to be the best and the most consistent at service and at catches. Could you please give us a little rundown about how you like to mentor your guys into making great decisions over and over again? Thanks for all you've done for our fishing community. That's from Scott and El Segundo.
Well, that's more praise than I deserve. It's the quality of people. You know, we can start with, I always love to start with Kiyohara. You know, he is probably the biggest example today for the fleet of, you know, teaching crew members. He's just phenomenal, and it's, you know, it's just all about service. We like to think of ourselves as fishermen, and we are fishermen, but we've got to remember it's all about the people. Without the people, without the fishermen, we don't exist. And, you know, it's all about, that's number one. I mean, we can control cleanliness. We can control food. The most important thing is to control the attitude of the crew. So if we can do that, and we can't always do that, but we sure try to. And
but how do you recognize talent like Aliar that you put on the on the Polaris Supreme? I mean, is that just? I mean, it's not luck, Frank. We know that you have this eye for like what Bill Poole used to say, that kid's got fish sense.
What about, yeah, right? I mean, the list goes on. Renee and Keo and Tim and all these guys that have worked for you. Like,
how do you recognize that?
First of all, let me give due credit where it's due. As far as Aliar goes, that's thanks to John Yamati.
Okay.
John Yamati said, hey, this kid is something special. He's got a great attitude. He is just such a phenomenal person. And, you know, if you're looking for a personality, don't go fishing with Aliar, because he's just so intense.
Yes.
A fisherman told me just yesterday that he went up to the bridge and he said, do you mind if I come up? He said he got a nice response. He said, you're welcome up here anytime, but please be aware that I really have to pay attention to everything that's going on, and I just can't be talking right now because I'll miss something. Yeah. And that's
wow.
how intense he is.
That's
cool.
How intense he is.
That's
so,
a cool answer.
So, you know, it's just finding people that want to be there. If you don't want to be there, if you aren't willing to go without sleep, if you aren't willing to stay up all night, if you think you're going to be, you know, if you think it's an 8-hour-a-day job, just don't even come here. You don't belong here if you don't love to fish. You know, another perfect example of, to me, of a guy that, God, how can you get anybody better than Doug Kern when it comes to hiring people for that tackle store?
Yeah.
He's got phenomenal people in there.
Yes.
And they're just great, and he keeps getting them.
I know.
Well,
how did he do that?
One of the, you know, the one that always gets me is Vince. You know, the first time I saw him, I go, who the hell is that?
I remember Frank saying, are you sure? You know, those are the exact words. Are you sure?
He had hair going in all different directions. And
comes in on a skateboard.
And then people just love
Vince. And what a master mechanic on the reels, too. Is amazing.
And now we got this other kid now, JJ's kid.
Dylan.
Here, he's Dylan. Just phenomenal.
Dylan's a machine.
Yeah, well, look at his dad, right?
But Dylan wasn't.
No, he's better than his dad.
Yeah, oh, yeah, better than his dad.
Dylan is so much fun to watch because fishing wasn't his number one thing. Clearly, it's in his blood and his bones, and he's JJ's son. But Dylan, fishing was not his number one thing. He was looking for a summertime job. And, you know, he'd worked for processing, and he decided that he was kind of just looking for something else. And, like, working in the tackle store, Doug was the one that called. Like, there are other people that interviewed for the summertime position that had more, quote-unquote, fishing experience. But, like, he is clean-cut. He's so professional. He is the hardest worker. And it's been so fun to watch him. The first couple of weeks, it was just, you know, this is how we make our leaders, and these are the things we do. In only a couple of weeks' time, he's gone out, saved all of his cash, bought a skiff, fished crazy now. Like,
wow.
We got to watch the light switch flip, and, like, that's all he wants to do in short time. Like, he was in every day, hey, I'm thinking about buying this aluminum boat. Is this big? You guys think it's enough for the bay? Now he fishes all the time. It's been really fun
that's
to watch.
Cool.
He's awesome. Yeah, we're very blessed with a really, really great crew.
Yeah, well,
and, you know, there's another example of where Friends of Rollo comes in and getting kids fishing.
Yes.
Because that's just such a phenomenal thing.
Yeah.
You never know where the spark happens.
That's
or
right.
when in life it happens.
That's right.
Yeah,
for sure.
I'd like to add something. I've sat back and watched Frank and Brian work with people, and I have to say that respect and manners are the basis. So that opens the door, and you might not have the fish sense, but when you have that and you can work with people, it really makes a difference.
And Frank, you guys do such a good job of treating everybody as equals. Royal Polaris is unique in that there is a gentleman who might have the highest white collar profession, a doctor, a lawyer, somebody with great means, fishing right next to a guy that swings a hammer, that works his butt off, that saves all year long to go on that trip, and the respect level, there's no difference for anybody. I mean, everybody is treated so right and part of the family, no matter what their means or background or. You know, RP, a guy could ride the boat 10 trips a year, or it could be a trip that somebody saved 3 years to get to go on, and there's just no favoritism, there's no nothing. Everybody's treated like family.
And that's how I ended up on the boat, because it was a comfortable place for me as a woman to go fish.
Yeah.
Where a lot of the other boats at the time I started fishing didn't want women.
Well, yeah, and today it's more fashionable for women to fish. Back when you started, it was not fashionable
for
women to go on a long
range trip. The women on the boat, they're like, you're going to ruin our trip.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
But you leave the dock and everybody's equal. Everybody's the same.
It
doesn't matter who you are, what you do. It's just even keel.
Yeah,
you know, it's such a pleasure now to see more gals fishing. But believe me, I would really like to see more. You know, a couple weeks ago, I watched the Supreme Load, and there was one gal going. I talked to her a little bit. I didn't get to see her after she got in, but I heard she got one over 200.
Ah, cool.
Wow.
But you know, you can tell she was really into fishing. But we need more gals fishing. And the problem is, you can understand it a little bit why a lot of guys don't invite their gals out, because that means that cuts their fishing time in half, because they're going to want to go and they can't afford to go. You know what I mean?
But you know what you're going to do?
I hear that all the time. I don't want her fishing, because then I can't go as much.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great texts. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and Media Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers, and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and we'll see you on the water.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come up see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna, and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle, right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Long Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, we're having a great time here this morning. Phones are absolutely packed up. Texts are doing the same thing. Let's jump back into it. We're going to start off on those phones with our good buddy Ryan calling us from Irvine this morning. Hi, Ryan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, Ryan?
Captain Frank, I got a question for you. What is the deal with Clarion Island, and is there going to be any future destination spots you might have in store as plans to add as trips?
Well, that all just depends on what happens with a lot of different authorities in different countries. But right now, you know, you cannot fish within 6 miles of Clarion. And so we've had some very good fishing outside of that. And then Hurricane Bank has really been strong for us, which has been a blessing. And yet, you know, I don't care where you go fishing in the world, there's no place in the world that I know of where you can go 365 days a year and catch fish. So there's going to be some tough trips. Honestly, I see in the future, because of the, unless those islands open up, I can see in the future where we're going to be running, you know, half the amount of the long trips, just because of the fact that it's a little more difficult to fish some of those spots, but more so, a lot of folks are feeling, God, I can catch a 250-pound bluefin on a two-day trip. Why do I need to go on a 16-day trip? So the majority of people that are going to still do those long trips are those that want to go down there still and have a chance at a big yellowfin, but also I think their biggest reason is the camaraderie of the people and the friends and just enjoying being on the water for 16 days.
Totally. So, the unplug.
You know, when we did that that freelance special, we had so much fun. The group was great. We were lucky to have great fishing, and it was a ball.
That's cool.
So,
and it was more about the the people being together wherever we went. We're like, wherever you go, we're fine. Just tell us when to fish.
Yeah, exactly. Big ones, small ones.
Yeah, we didn't care.
Cast a lure, fish a bait, whatever. Just there to have a good time.
We just enjoyed each other's company.
Awesome.
A lot of people we'd done that trip before. You know, good group of people.
That's so cool.
Speaking of fishing islands, are we fishing Guadalupe this year?
That's still up in the air.
Oh, it is?
Okay. The permits have not come through yet.
Okay.
And there's talk that there's a chance that they will be coming through, but there's also a part of the environmental department that's trying to hold it off for an entire year while they do some research activities at the island, which is just ludicrous.
Ludicrous.
But, you know, it's surprising to me that they're actually thinking of doing that when the angler is paying $80 a day to go fish there. It's had to be serious, serious revenue. But as you well know, the environmentalist type person doesn't give a darn what you pay. They just care about their research.
So when will we know if that's going to come?
When they tell us.
When they tell us, yeah.
We've never had the permits before July 1st.
Yeah.
Okay. And we usually don't. So I think it's just premature to say. We're working with our people in La Paz and in Mexico City to see if we can't get that done. But that's one of the reasons why I push the 7-day more than the 6-day, because you never know when Mexico is going to say, hey, we don't want you over here this month because we're doing research or whatever. Well, on a 6-day, you don't get a lot of time fishing on the ridge or at Laos. Where on a 7-day, it makes a big difference. You can go to the ridge and have a great trip, or you can go to a Laos and have a great trip. Yeah. You can't do both like you can on an 8-day, but that's one of the reasons why I suggest the 7 rather than the 6.
Okay. Good suggestion. Hey, another great text here from Phil in Costa Mesa says, please ask Frank if he sits, if he still sits near the stern quarter to teach folks how to underhand cast a bait the right way. I have seen him cast 10 baits on more and more in a row, taught me how to cast. So does he still do that? Still teaching people how to underhand cast?
When I'm on the boat, I teach them both ways. Yeah. I think casting is so important to being a successful angler.
What about the underhand cast? Tell us about that.
Well, if you're in the corner, it's easy.
Yeah.
It's really
the easiest cast of all, right?
Right. And Randy Toussaint has a way to do it where when you're not even at the corner, that works pretty well, too. But I like being in that corner. When you're in that corner, it's so easy.
And with my shoulder, that's what I had to depend on last February. Yeah, because I really couldn't fish. My shoulder wasn't good yet. I went. But the only way I could cast was underhand.
Underhand.
You want to talk about one thing that can really help separate the bait that you're offering versus the thing that the other 20 guys that are on the boat are offering, is being able to cast that thing away from the boat, but put the bait in the water where you're not slapping them and the bait's getting stunned. I mean, that's one thing that you either practice at home or practice when you go on the Liberty or whatever the case may be, that can really make a difference between everything comes into play, your tackle and your gear and the bait that you pick out and the hook that you use, where you put all those things mean something. But, boy, a really big one is being able to get that thing away from the boat. If you give your bait a 20-foot head start from the guy behind you, that can be the total difference.
Yeah, and not knock all the scales off when he hits the water.
Big time.
Right. You know, a lot of times you see that, especially with big fish, where the bigger fish, I don't ask why, but a lot of times, you know, in the dark they'll get underneath the boat, no problem. But in daylight hours, it seems like they're always on the outer edge. Okay, so being able to cast makes a serious difference. And I do agree with what you say, Rick, but sometimes some people have. I'd rather see a guy make the long cast than not be able to get it in the water gently. But, as long as you can get a cast up there, that's the important part.
And practice your casting, right? That's one thing you've always preached, right?
And I want to, that's the most important thing, is practice. And some people, you know, you can practice at home or at a field, not with a sinker, by the way, the big sinker, anyhow. But the other thing is, a lot of times, you know, rather than going to bed at 9 o'clock at night right after dinner, go back and practice for a half an hour when you're on the boat, because there's nothing like being on the boat and being able to practice too.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's plenty of times on the boat when you can practice the casting. Hardly anybody's at the rail.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I teach people how to cast while we're underway.
Okay.
Do it all the time.
Yeah.
I just put a rag on a hook and get a person back there that, you know, and you'd be amazed how much it'll help. And the big thing about that is, you know, you can cast 10 times and then you feel a bit frustrated, but you're improving slightly. Now just put the rod down, go away for half an hour, and then come back an hour later and try it again, and you'd be surprised how fast you start picking it up.
There's nothing like the fishing education you get on a long-range trip. I've always said that. It's like if you want to go to the next level, going a long range trip.
There's a lot of truth in that, because it's just like I've said before, it's like going to playing baseball once a week, or going to practice for an hour each day, or being in a baseball camp where you play baseball 7-8 hours a day. That's the difference.
It can't be found anywhere else. We pride ourselves in our tackle store trying to give the best information we ever could. Guys do all their research on books and internet and things like that. There is no better place than to be on the deck of a boat that have the crew that's there every day. Like, it is, that's where you learn it.
Absolutely.
You can get as prepared as you want, but that's where you really learn it is from the crew with RP. Yeah.
And if you're new at fishing, just go.
Yeah, totally.
Because you'll learn. Absolutely, right?
It's really the only way to learn. You can read about it, but until you feel what worked and what didn't work, you go, oh, that didn't work. And you go, oh, wow, that was what that's what I've been looking for.
That's it.
And you get it, and then you remember it. But you can't read about it. You can't teach feel.
Totally. That's it. Well said. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch, from your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
This is Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I and the rest of Team Searcher would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support. Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, great food, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and a fantastic crew. If you're looking for an affordable fishing adventure, a chance to catch a fish of a lifetime, our 2022 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia or Aaron at 619-226-2403.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in 4 models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.